This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, razor blades and dice in her eyes,
and just a touch of sadness in her finger.
Just a touch of sadness in her finger.
Women's will.
Thunder
and lightning in her thighs.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And we're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
With the devil close by.
We're gonna ride.
I love the start of that song. The great, late, great Johnny Cash says, a new hit off our album, Silver Stallion, 1990. Living on a Zen moment.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
With the woman.
With the woman
and the stallion.
And the wind.
And the sun.
And the sun is.
Our souls are way older than that sun. You don't.
Before we ever pass this way again.
You don't need to give in to the global stuff. You've already arrived. And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride. All right, I'm gonna stop. That's what happens when I'm sleep deprived. Obama administration knew about North Korea's militarized nukes. God, I could sit here and read 100 articles right now. Just look at world government. Did I ever give the phone number out? And we got a bunch of guests coming up, too. What do we got? We got Michael Malice, the expert on North Korea, coming up. I mean, you know, in the NFL, the guys are 6 foot seven or, you know, 7 feet tall in the NBA. I mean, they're proving themselves out there. It's why sports is so honest. Even though it's a bread and circus diversion, it's still real. That's why we love it. It's a contest. It's the animating contest. Then we see Kim Jong-un, hereditary dictator, hardly able to walk, with cartoonic sycophants surrounding him, worshiping him, and writing on pads of paper as he toddles around like a demonic, undead baby. And everyone else is super skinny but him. But see, that's his ego. That's his satanic dream. Everyone's starving but me, and they all worship me. And there's like videos of him. He'll go sit at a table and just eat all his food. Everyone watches him eat with like spit dripping. I was like, what the hell, man? But see, that's the power of communism. Look at our fat. I'm not bashing fat people. The fat North Korean dictator with starving people around him that run death camps. And their whole world is built in this weird hermit kingdom around this man. And then he thinks Dennis Rodman's cool. Dennis Rodman wasn't cool 20 years ago. I mean, Carmen Electra might look good on TV 20 years ago. She don't look good in person. And you sit there and you look at it and you stare death in the face, walking around in front of everybody, and you just thank God every moment you're not Kim Jong-un, and you thank God you're not Dennis Rodman, and you thank God your daddy wasn't riding Lucifer's ding-dong. Because that's what this comes down to. Subservience to supporting your will giving into death. The devil tells you, you're empowered by giving it to me. No, you don't. You suborn your will, your free will, to serve death.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one. But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on.
Michael Malice is our guest. He has traveled to North Korea repeatedly. He's written a best-selling book on the subject. And I look at Kim Jong-un and the incredible example it is that worshiping government, worshiping communism, worshiping the state is turning your will over to the very worst people in civilization, and always takes people from successful societies to hellish societies. And I just can't believe that I've got an article on InfoWars.com by Clifford Cunningham. California governor, U.S. should emulate communist China. I mean, Jerry Brown said that. They've got mobile execution vans in every city. They have had tens of millions of forced abortions. They kill little girls. They sell their body parts. They kill Buddhists. They kill Christians. But it's okay because Jerry Brown's liberal. And I just ask myself, how could South Korea, a quasi-free country compared to the North, be one of the highest gross domestic products in the world? I mean, my sister's adopted from Korea, amazing person. And then you look at the North, and it is an abject hell with this fiction couldn't make up It the Clown creature like Kim Jong-un strutting around like a hobbled Tyrannosaurus feeding on humanity. And now he threatens to nuke this country and threatens to nuke that country. And I've got articles here from CNN. Could Congress stop Trump from bombing North Korea? Like Trump gave the missiles and Trump gave the weapons. And it's not even defending Trump. It's just like if it rains, it's Trump's fault. If I slip on a banana peel, it's Trump's fault. And I see our media like cheerleading nuclear war because it might like make Trump look bad. It's mental illness. So we couldn't have a better guest on than Michael Malice, best-selling author. He's written so many books, I can't get into it all. Michael Malice on Twitter, michaelmalice.com. You've been on a couple times, but I've always asked the questions. You're the expert. What do you want to tackle first, just watching the spectacle? Because I've got four children, and I'm just, it's like, you watch our media, you think Trump ran North Korea. You know, it's just, I mean, well, what do you, as a North Korean expert, take away from this?
What you hit the nail on the head, Alex. Watching the people in the press talk about how, well, Trump said there's a red line, and they're basically daring him not to have nuclear war with North Korea, is absolutely mind-boggling and terrifying. Chuck Schumer made a comment. He goes, this kind of wreck, you know, when Trump's responded to Kim Jong-un in similar language, he said, this reckless rhetoric isn't going to help matters. It's like, well, non-reckless rhetoric is what got us to this place to begin with. Chuck Schumer doesn't know what to do about North Korea. I don't blame him.
We've been appeasing since 1953. I mean, how long does this go on?
If you don't know what to do, his immediate reaction is to attack the president. This is not a partisan issue. If you have a hell on earth, as you correctly said, and they're acquiring nukes and threatening us, what's that have to do with Democrat versus Republican? I mean, the safety of the citizenry and actually caring about the North Korean people themselves, that shouldn't have anything to do with political parties.
In fact, I can't even believe it. Like, where's the instincts? I mean, I don't even believe this is happening.
Yeah, it's terrifying. They like to say Kim Jong-un is crazy. He's a very, very evil man. But what's crazier is how people are bending, you know, tripping over their own feet, desperate to get on TV, to make this as escalated as quickly as possible.
Exactly. That's why I've tried to de-escalate and point out. Because it's like, Trump's going to fail. He called his bluff. Oh, there's going to be nuclear war. I mean, it's like, it's crazy. I don't know. I don't know. At this point, I have nothing to say. In 22 years on air, I have reached Michael Malice a point where I don't know what to say anymore.
You got to get that fidget spinner out, Alex.
That's a viral video.
In all seriousness, North Korea, let's take a deep breath. During the Cold War, we had hundreds, if not thousands, of nuclear missiles pointing directly at us and our allies in Europe, right? And we worked through that and we lived through that. The fact that...
And whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you were an American.
Yes, and now that they have nukes and are... They've been threatening us for decades. 2 years ago, they released a photo of Kim Jong-un in front of his computer, and behind him on the whiteboard, he was nuking Austin. My friend called me. They go, are they going to nuke Austin?
I remember that 2 years ago. I live here, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, relax. You can still go to South By. It's going to be fine. So now that they've gone from Austin to Guam, you know, people are like, well, we got to nuke them already. And you know what's even really scary? Watching a lot of these neoconservatives saying, well, if Kim Jong-un insulted us, we should just go in and bomb that country the Stone Age. You're going to call yourself a moral authority and advocate killing 25 million slaves and hostages to show what a tough guy you are?
That's my last question. You've been there. You've written a best-selling book on it. I hate Kim Jong-un, but the poor people, it's like, what do we do? You've been there. I mean, these people are literally on another planet. What do we do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, there's no easy answer. The only thing we can do is put pressure on China, and China has started to buckle, which is a very good sign. It's easy for North Korea when it's us versus them, when it's the U.S. imperialists, as they call us, versus them. But now when you have the international community uniting, including their big brother China, that's a very different dynamic. And it's a better dynamic, because why is this our problem entirely?
And you're an expert on this. Let's talk about the North Korean-China relationship. Why has China been going along with this for 50 years?
China doesn't want a U.S. ally on their border. China doesn't want 25 million North Korean refugees crossing the river and living in China when they have nothing to offer. And China basically doesn't – no one wants a collapsed state on their border that they have to basically deal with the problem. So, they have to give them some amount of cover. But at the same time, China, who's trying to carry themselves as a gentleman on the world stage, they don't want to defend some college kid goes there as a tourist and comes back in a coma. So they
China's the ones with Foxconn suicide nets.
Yeah, I mean, but China has put pressure on North Korea successfully in the past. North Korea for decades fought having North and South in the UN because they said this is going to make you deunification.
So let me ask you this. I mean, are we closer to midnight than ever? Because most experts I talk to say there's nuclear war. It's going to start in North Korea, not the Middle East, not in Ukraine, not on the border of Russia. I mean, what do you think of the experts you talk to? Because, I mean, you're all over the place talking to top experts. I mean, how serious is this? I got four children. I want to know.
I think your kids are fine. Your kids are safe. North Korea, in their literature, constantly talk about the fact we know we can't win. They say this explicitly. So they're not – listen, everyone talks about how he's crazy and suicidal. He's satanic, like you said. If he's suicidal, they've been around for 70 years. That's taken a long time to kill yourself, huh?
I'm going to play a clip from Fox News. They talk about the relationship between China and North Korea. Let's play that clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, the arrogance of the establishment is hiding.
We're having a computer hiccup. That's the fun part of the train wreck. Let's play that clip from Fox News with an analyst breaking down the relationship between China and North Korea, because we want to ignore all this. I do too, but this is really happening. Here we go. We don't just get TVs from Korea, folks. We get nuclear missiles. So can we play the clip now? Go ahead.
Well, there's very good news, and that's that the UN Security Council voted 15-0 to impose tougher sanctions on North Korea. The bad news is that they won't make any difference whatsoever, because China has mastered the art of giving us showing just enough leg to keep us from imposing any kind of economic sanctions on them. You know, China literally gets away with trade murder because they keep dangling this possibility that they'll help us North Korea. Mm. Now, China, on this 15-0 vote, yeah, that sounds great, but we didn't get the sanctions we wanted. We wanted tougher sanctions, but for China to come on board, they watered them down. And there are two reasons for it. One's the macro reason. China regards North Korea as a critically valuable ally in peace and war. The second micro region or economic reason is that China's steel industry is a great international weapon. Whether you consider the prices dumping or not, mm-hmm. It's a big plus for China. Well, China doesn't have the right coal. It has soft coal. North Korea, one of the few things it has is hard, high-quality anthracite coal that goes into coking furnaces for Chinese steel. So there are all these backstories here that we're not paying attention to.
So, Michael Malice, you've been to North Korea. You've written a book on it. Is that accurate, or what do you say to that?
It's inaccurate. We could just do the math right now. China has, what, a billion people? North Korea has 25 million. So if China went to some military conflict, to call them a critically important ally is simply false. North Korea is not going to be able to help them one way or another.
I mean, North Korea can't produce automobiles.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't do anything. They can't. I mean, they have like a toddling mental patient as their leader.
Right, and the other point is, I mean, sanctions aren't going to work. He said we wanted stronger sanctions. Sanctions aren't going to work because the leadership is just going to pass the buck to the citizenry. The citizenry are going to suffer. The only way that sanctions work, in a sense, is creating this air of unanimity in the international community against North Korea. But in terms of functionally, I mean, it's an economic hellhole. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you this, Michael Malice. We're going to go to break, come back, and answer this question, because you're a best-selling author, leading researcher on this. What do we do then? Because I've got children. People got children. This just goes on in the future. There's this cartoon land that the left makes a joke out of, but it's real people in slave camps. Where does this go with missiles and atomic weapons? And the Clintons gave them the weapons, and then they're blaming Trump. I'm not even defending Trump. I'm defending reality. Why do you blame Trump for what the globalists did? And it's just like, where does this go? Why doesn't the guy do a business deal? Why doesn't he back off? Why does he want to be a communist dirtbag?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
I live
the interest is up and the stock market's down. And you're
gonna get mugged if you go downtown. We have our guest, Michael Malice, best-selling author. MichaelMalice.com, dealing with North Korea. I mean, I just sit here watching this crazy town go on, and I get our government's not perfect. It's got problems. Military-industrial complex. Okay, let's sell weapons. I get all that, but I like watch stuff that looks beyond anything and from a hallucination with a crazy dictator strutting around, threatening to nuke everybody. And then last week, Trump's like, okay, let's negotiate. I'll nuke you. I'll blow you up. And it's like, we already dropped atomic bombs on Japan 70 years or 65 years ago, whatever it was. It's like, is there some end to this? Because I don't want war, but at a spider sense level, Michael, I just am really concerned. How dangerous is this?
Anytime you have some country that defies international law, there's a little bit of danger. However, you have to realize that they are interested in self-preservation. This regime has held on to power at all costs, including the cost of the lives of the citizenry. So the idea that they're going to go down without a fight, as opposed to using nuclear weapons as a great negotiating tactic and basically make the rest of the world their hostages, is a very different situation.
Elaborate, though, on your main points about North Korea, because you're an expert on it. I mean, what should we know about the spirit of North Korea?
Well, Alex, you touched on it earlier. They have something called the monolithic ideological system, by which they mean everyone in the country thinks the same way and thinks in line with the leader. So they boast about the fact that there's no independent thought in the entire country. That it's the leader, which is a human being, that kid, like you said, who gives the people their political spiritual life, and that without the leader, basically no one would exist. So it's a very dark quasi-religion that they push on their people. And again, when you're this demigod at the head of a country and you're effectively a billionaire, what would it take for you to quit your job? It's going to take a lot, and it's going to take a combination of threats and rewards, and Kim Jong-un doesn't want to go the way of Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein.
What are the scenarios for war with North Korea? I mean, if it happens, have you looked at the scenarios?
Yeah, I mean, they're all nightmarish. I mean, Seoul, has tens of millions of people just south of the border between North and South Korea. Even if they didn't have nukes, the idea of these huge missiles hitting a city of skyscrapers is a visual nightmare to begin with. They have the deepest subterranean subway system on Earth, so they've been preparing for nuclear war since the 40s. The people are trained, constantly what to do in case what they call the U.S. imperialists invade. I mean, you have school children waiting outside in the middle of the night outside the libraries looking for American spies. So they've been preparing for this for decades. They're taught that we're going to come back and finish the job we started the Korean War. A lot of these people are willing to lay down their lives. It has the fourth biggest army in the world. So, yeah, maybe some strikes would be very quick. But the retaliation capabilities, we have to make sure we take out everything at once. And that's a very, very big risk.
How is North Korea not an advertisement against communism and big government?
I think this is why I wrote my book, because not only is it North Korea, look at Venezuela, what's happening right now. They took this crown jewel of South America. I visited when I was a kid, Caracas. It was beautiful. And they turned it into another hell on earth where, people who are from the opposition party are being jailed, people being shot when they protest. I mean, we're watching it happen in real time, and no one knows what to do about that either. And there's not enough attention going on there. So it's the fact that it's happening again is very, very scary to me, especially as someone who was born in the Soviet Union.
Let's come back in a few minutes on your experience in the Soviet Union, because that's a good comparison. But I don't understand. The left kind of celebrates Venezuela or North Korea. They, like, get off on it. It's like an existential power or living vicariously through these orgies of government insanity and wantonness. And I point out, hey, England has really bad health care. They come here, or Canada does, and that's a tame comparison to North Korea. People, screw you, racist. It's free in England. And it's just like, there's not a real reality-based system, and then spoiled brats living in the West bitch and say they want to be teleported to North Korea. So I say, let's move the 10 million Muslim migrants they brought to Europe the last 5 years to North Korea. Would they fix North Korea? We'll come right back with that information.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise.
Here's a surprise. Communism is a nightmare. That's like saying, breaking cancer is not fun. Or breaking car wrecks aren't fun. That's what frustrates me is when I was going to college, and of course I quit because I was already on talk radio and successful in sales and just, you know, 2 years, like, oh, Jones didn't finish college. Yeah, like Bill Gates or Rush Limbaugh either. I'm not knocking you got a college degree. It's just that I'm sitting there and it's like it didn't matter if it was like trigonometry or it didn't matter if it was Texas history they make you go to. It was all like America's bad and free market's bad and Mao Zedong's good. And I'm like, Mao Zedong's good or Lenin's good. How do they continue when every socialist or communist experiment turns into a manifest nightmare, Day of the Dead train wreck? I mean, look at Venezuela right now. Like he said earlier, Did you say riches in Argentina, riches in Venezuela? I mean, per capita, 50 years ago, Venezuela was doing better than somebody living in Texas. And now it's an abject hellhole. So it is culture. It's politics. It's policy. So talking to Michael Malice, best-selling author, researcher, wrote the book on North Korea. You can find his website, michaelmalice.com, on our loving leader. I don't get how it's like the elephant in the room that collectivism doesn't work and is a nightmare and puts the worst people in charge, and it just continues. And now North Korea, like we said at the start of the interview 30 minutes ago, and then it's Trump's fault. Forget Trump. I'm not going to let them blame Trump, a golf course owner, for a third-generation North Korean dictator that the Clintons gave nuclear weapons to. It's not about Trump. It's about sanity. I am not going to sit here and just let them blame mythical creatures for the nightmare of communism. I mean, how do they juxtapose this? When do they understand that it doesn't work?
Right. And I think it's really funny. It's like Trump has been president for, what, 7 months? And it's like, how haven't you solved the North Korean problem yet? Well, it's been around for 70 years. I mean, and no one, you know, during the Obama years, no one cared that he was basically kicking the can down the road. He didn't know what to do. I don't blame him for not knowing what to do. It's a very, very tricky situation. But again, the fact that when people don't know what to do, their first reaction is to go partisan and attack the other party, that's not helpful, and it's very telling, I think.
It is. So you've been there.
Yes.
Why does the left still salivate about communism? It's like salivating over colon cancer.
Because I think communism and totalitarianism especially is the only mechanism where you can take an entire country and impose your will and your vision.
So it's a delusional dream. It hasn't been done right yet. Hitler didn't do it right. Kim Jong-il didn't do it right. But they're going to do it right.
I think people are also uncomfortable with the idea that under freedom, sometimes people are going to make choices you don't like. And sometimes people are going to make choices that you would consider to be terrible. And they're not comfortable with that. They have to have their way everywhere on Earth as much as they can. I mean, that's just a totalitarian vision of how societies should be and every society should be.
You've been in North Korea. Talk about what you witnessed. Talk about growing up, you know, in the Soviet Union previously to come to America. Because I feel guilty when I see Kim Jong-un or a military parade, because I know there's real slaves under that. Bad things are happening, but I can't help but laugh at it. I mean, it's like it's like Jim Jones to the infinity.
Well, Jim Jones was voluntary. Those people all signed up to go to Jonestown and so on and so forth. You know, North Korea, they punished the whole family, three generations. The founder of North Korea, the great leader Kim Il-sung, said class enemies must be exterminated for three generations. Your dad, if someone takes your kids and says, hey, Alex, put on this clown suit and march down the street, you'd be marching real quick, wouldn't you?
Wow. So where does it go? Where does in your gut? Talk about North Korea. Talk about your experiences, like you said, in growing up in the Soviet Union, which was, a mild comparison to this, but still.
I mean, I left Russia when we were two. I have a lot of stories. But, Alex, it's nothing. Nothing compared to North Korea.
So, exactly. Talk about that. We got time in this segment. Talk about that.
I mean, by the end of the Soviet Union, and this is starting to happen in North Korea, thankfully, everyone knew it was crap, right? They're told something, and we have some similarities here. You're taught one thing in school, and school being a function of the government and the government ideology, and then you open your eyes and look around, you're like, this is not what reality is like. And it's the same thing in North Korea when they're taught that the world envies us and we're so wealthy. It's like, yeah, it's great that we're so wealthy, but I don't have food. It doesn't take much intelligence to realize that there's a disconnect between the reality and the propaganda. And at the end of the Soviet Union, but especially when they had access to the West and Western television, and they were seeing how Americans lived, they were like, wait a minute, why am I wiping my butt with newspaper, literally? And I'm looking at this show, and on this show, everyone has a maid, and every maid has a fur coat and a car. So, and what's happening in North Korea now is they're seeing television programs from China and from South Korea, and they're listening to crappy South Korean K-pop, the kids are, and it's like, I want to, you know, why am I going to go to jail for listening to pop music? It doesn't make sense. So there's an increasing amount of cynicism toward the government in North Korea, which I think it's what brought down the Soviet Union partly, and this is what's going to bring down the regime, that they're realizing that it's not a god at the top, It's just some fat jerk.
I'll speak about your experience in the Soviet Union, because I want to talk about that. But the paradox of communism and Kim Jong-un and a hereditary dictator, a force-fed, like, chipmunk toddling around. We can all laugh at it, but he's got real people under him. Like you said, he's enslaving, he's killing. I mean, it's not a joke, even though we all laugh at it and then feel guilty. I mean, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I mean, my family's Jewish. We left the Soviet Union because that's the other thing that the left doesn't like to ignore. These totalitarian dictatorships are, North Korea is the most racist country on earth. They talk about racial purity constantly. And if you have refugees who go to China and are perhaps sold into sex slavery or something like that, they're forced to miscarry or to abort because they're not going to mix the Korean blood with the Chinese blood. David Duke got his master's in Ukraine, where I was born. So this is a dirty little secret of these totalitarian dictatorships. Progressives like to think, oh, once we run everything, you're not going to have any prejudice or racism. No, no, no. The prejudice or racism becomes the law.
I was about to say, they just spew terms instead of actually looking where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, Stalin had the huge populations, forced them to migrate. He took after one ethnicity after another, but they don't like to talk about that. They only want to talk about Hitler. So everyone, and I'm sure,
and we're not saying Hitler's bad. It's like there's other. It's not we're saying Hitler's good. Hitler's bad. There's just other. Mao killed more people than anybody in history. But let's talk about that then. That's the point I was going to get to. Is that we have it so good in the West. We're not perfect. I'm not defending everything. I'm just saying we have it so good that there's like this weird love affair with authoritarianism and communism and, you know, all the rest of it. I just don't even understand how the two things even exist when people know this is going on. And there's the paradox. My own children are great people, but myself included, I don't know how to fix stuff like my dad did, my kids. We get lazy. We get appreciative. So there's the paradox of horrible authoritarianism, which is terrible, but then you look at the average North Korean starved to death, looks healthier than a fat American like myself. So I'm just saying, like, we've got our own problems. How do those two things come together?
Well, Alex, you remember when we were younger, one of the big talking points, or not talking points, actual criticisms about the Soviet Union was the KGB, right? All your phone calls were listened to, all your letters were open, people would be spying on you all the time. But now we have the NSA, which is the same exact phenomenon, even worse, and no one seems to mind. So it's just mind-boggling to me how, and this is delivered by conservatives. It's mind-boggling that the people who won the Cold War, the Reagan people, are the same ones who are importing the worst of the Soviet Union to this country.
Well, you know how that worked. First they say, oh, no one's spying on you. It's crazy. When I was covered 20 years ago. Then everybody's kind of conditioned that it doesn't exist. So once it's all admitted, you go, well, I better not complain because kooks talk about it. You know, it's like atrazine, you know, making the frogs, be sterile. We'll just make a joke, and then it's okay that most of the amphibians are dying. It's okay our environment's collapsing because we're going to tax carbon. It's wild. So how old were you when you left the Soviet Union?
2.
So you don't remember much about it.
But, I mean, I was raised in a Soviet house, so let's talk about that Google Doc thing that just happened. When you grow up in a Russian household, you are taught to remember whoever has power over you, be aware of it, and realize they're going to use that power for arbitrary purposes all the time. So I was not surprised at all that this Google thing happened, and this is exactly what to expect when you're dealing with people whose vision is, I can't abide any thought other than my own. And if the people I saw people on Twitter, not only were they cheering him getting fired, and the kid went to Harvard and MIT, he's no dummy, they also, if they had their druthers, he would never work again. For what?
It's amazing. Whereas my ethos was, we are Ulysses. We're going to empower humanity. And I don't want to set America above others, but it's that ideal that we're going to empower. We're going to go to the stars. We're going to, and it's under such attack. How could the elites attack that idea that my grandmother gave me versus Kim Jong-un? How could someone reject that?
I don't think they ever had that idea. I think their vision of what America should be is basically like a European social democracy where everyone is reliant on the government from cradle to grave to some extent, and we're all in this together. You remember Bernie Sanders was talking about how great it is that there's income equality in Venezuela. Yeah, if everyone's broke, your incomes are...
Everyone's eating their dogs and cats. The zoos have been closed for 5 years. They've eaten the animals. What about this article on Infowars.com? It links through to mainstream news. Governor Brown told the Chinese dictator, president, elected by the Pellet Bureau, by the Secretariat, that he wants to model California after China. What? I mean, aren't people threatened by a regime that kills tens of thousands of Buddhists? The left hates Christians. Okay, just kill all them. What about Buddhists? They don't even do anything. But because they like to do Falun Gong, they kill them. I mean, what type of regime? And the left's like, oh, God, that's really sexy. Let's kill Buddhists. Oh, my God, that's really sexy, Alex. I mean, don't you want to kill people?
And Jerry Brown has been known for decades as a strong, strong environmentalist. And China's record on the environment is abysmal. You have smog in these cities. People can't even breathe.
Coal, dirty coal. That's what I'm saying. So what is the love affair with communism and the left, then? Is it because they haven't experienced it? I mean, because I just don't get it. It's like the left's like, we really like cancer. We really want it. It's really good. And we really want cancer right now. I mean, I don't understand these people.
I think you have a lot of educated people, overly educated, who resent the fact that they're convinced of their own brilliance, and they resent the fact that others aren't persuaded by their crap. So they think if we can't persuade other people, we're going to force them to listen to what I have to say because I am smarter and better than other people.
Michael Ballas, let me ask you this, best-selling author on North Korea. What is the spirit of North Korea? Because, again, I want to take Kim Jong-un out, but then I get it's a bunch of slaves under him, so then I don't. I mean, it's very – I want to make a decision on it. I'm normally a decisive guy, but I get where Trump said. It's like, what do you do? He's like threatening – I mean, what is the spirit of North Korea?
When I went to a restaurant there and they had these cheap plastic placemats with like pictures of roses on them, you know, the kind you get in a 99-cent store, and you look at them and you're like, look, this is tacky. And then you realize this is these people's attempt to have some measure of beauty when the best place you can shop is Chinese imports.
This is the best they've got.
But they're trying to be human. They're trying to have beauty in their lives and humor and humanity in an inhumane situation. So when you look at them, realize they're not the same as Americans, but they're human beings who love their grandkids and who just want food. And it's not like they're closet jihadis or anything like that. They just want that. Look at South Korea. It's a strong ally.
Their people living in a government cult. And then you see liberals with their restaurants with Mao making jokes and loving North Korea. And it really makes me not hate them. It makes me look at the spoiled, rotten left in America. And I just really, really fear them. I mean, as a man, as a father, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I want to square up against these people. I am really angry at them because I can't blame the North Koreans. But I look at the spoiled, rotten people that are pissing on America and embracing radical Islam, all of it. I don't know what their problem is. Why are they doing it?
And the disgrace and having no reverence for all of Mao's victims or Stalin's victims or Kim Jong-il's victims. I mean, this is a disservice to the millions of bodies whose names will never be known, who are just thrown in the...
So what's... I'm asking, you're a smart guy. What is wrong with them? Because I'll talk to a BuzzFeed writer. Hey, communism, they'll smile like they get off on, like, you're next. It's like they're into the evil. What is it?
I think they have their own barely disguised faith where they think that they are the evangelicals who are going to proselytize and conquer the world and basically bring on...
Exactly. They're going to be stomping our guts out and raping our wives in the gulag.
Yeah, and they're all on a power...
You're smart. That's what it is. It's like some weird existential death orgy thing.
They have their vision of how the world should be, and they're going to force it, whether you like it or not, and other people are going to have to pay the prices for their vision.
God almighty. It's just, as bad as America is, thank God we're here. We got our problems,
yes,
but man, I am so sick of America being run down constantly when you just see hell. I've been to a lot of foreign countries, and it's just a lot of great countries as well. Oh, wow. Well, tell folks about your book. You've written a lot of books. You've ghostwritten a lot of books, too. You're like a prolific writer. What are the top books folks can read from you?
the most important book is Dear Reader, about North Korea, because this is the issue where right now, you might remember, Alex, you remember the Iraq War and the ramping up to that very well. So if people want to be informed in North Korea and not listen to the nonsense that's being put out there in the corporate press, you'll get some understanding, all the understanding you need of how this country really works.
Well, where do you think this is, just gut level? I mean, where is this going?
This is two cars racing at each other at high speed, a game of chicken, and it's going to be who blinks first. And Trump's not one for blinking, and Kim Jong-un's not one for blinking, so this is uncharted territory.
So we got Mad Max and Toe Cutter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This is not good. All right. Well, Michael Malice, michaelmalice.com, Twitter, Michael Malice, thank you so much for your time. Please join us again.
Thank you.
Old Trump's come out today and says they're making tremendous headway. North Korea's statement wasn't tough enough. We're going to come back from break and play this clip. Trump's just made another statement. I just can't see how the West is like obscenely wealthy, obscenely has all these choices, is obscenely good, and then the left is like literally promoting communism and thinks North Korea and China are cute. It's so absurdist. I really have trouble at this point even believing this is reality. I don't understand people. I hate to use profane terms. It's the only terms. They're pissing in the face of prosperity, and I just don't understand it. It's like people that say to me, Alex, England has free health care. And I go, British come here for health care. They don't care that you'll shut up, racist. I'm going to get free stuff. And you're like, that doesn't work that way. Free market gives you the choices. It produces unbelievably everything. There's like, shut up. I'm like, well, did North Korea produce the cell phone, the heart, you know, pacemakers? They don't care because they're spoiled scum.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You know, I don't want to die. In fact, I love life. Crank this song up for a minute. Here for now, ever gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. But to the wind, the sun, and the rain,
we're going to be like they are.
Come on, baby, don't fear.
It is romantic.
Take my hand, don't fear the reaper.
Fly. It's amazing.
Baby,
but we don't fly unless our children continue on. Then we fly through them. That's the key. The species must continue, or all is failure. All of it for nothing. And if you don't have that race consciousness of humanity, you don't have a soul. I meant to take calls today. I didn't. And we've got John Rappaport, always informative, going to be hosting the fourth hour. I didn't really plug today, and I don't do this as some victory dance. It's just because I don't want to be arrogant about it, but God really works in mysterious ways. I mean, BuzzFeed is such a discredited, evil, anti-human, broken organization that it's a pox upon us all. It's a sign of our failure. But we had record sales today and yesterday for this time of year because the Pissgate, fake news, George Soros, colostomy bag. I mean, it's just true. I don't mean to be insulting. It's just true. They came out and put out a screed that is just ridiculous. And not fiction, though. I mean, it's true, but very deceptive. Like, well, Joe's Anthroplex is $30, but the zinc in it costs $5, lab said. Yeah, that's one of like five ingredients. Exactly. And it's like they're so delusional, they don't know. Like, we tested it, and none of it has any heavy metals, California standards, and blah, blah, blah. But we think they may have this product for kids to treat autism, though none of our promotions say that. It's like promotions are public. You know, like we say it on air, it's public. They go, we. One of the labs we hired strongly suggests that they're saying you can give your kids vitamins and help them. And they're probably saying this will help for autism, but it won't, so don't take this. What? I've never even thought of that. It's like the weird hallucinogenic brains of these people, the fever swamps, as they call it. It hurts me, but not in the way they think they're hurting me. It's like it hurts me that I want them to be in communion with me in reality, but they aren't. They aren't. The report cautions the use of ingredients in children, especially given the lab's suspicion. Oh my gosh, the lab suspicion that InfoWars also may be marketing the supplement as a way to treat autism or a substitute for vaccines. What? We have the website. We have the product. It's 30 years old, sold at Whole Foods under another name. You know that. Bezos sells this. And they say child ease. They think I'm offering it for autism. What? Did you think I had Easter bunnies coming out of my little bubba? I mean, it's like you read this stuff, it's like they pay people. You could chain chimpanzees up at typewriters, and they would come. It's like, look at this first part. Well, Jones, here it is right here. Yeah, $5. The zinc's only worth $5 in Anthroplex. It sells for $9. But it's got a bunch of other ingredients. They literally think you're an idiot. It's
like this is our opposition? It doesn't make me feel powerful. It makes me feel pathetic. InfoWarsStore.com. Let's make today even bigger with more crew, more hosts, more power, more resistance. Get products you need. Water filtration t-shirts.